Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast. Network News, episode 89. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Welcome once again, God Network News fans, to another episode that is part of a new series that my wife and I were able to record and interview some incredible stories from the Middle East. We were able to meet with several workers doing church planting work in the region and just ministering to people. And wow, what amazing things that God is doing amongst Arabs in the Middle East. It's incredible. And I want to bring this to you as a series so the next 12 episodes will be testimonies from these incredible workers that are doing amazing miracles through the power of God as they pray for people's needs and seeing people come to Christ. So without further ado, I want to launch right into the next episode in this wonderful set of stories. Welcome, God Network News fans, to another exciting interview. My wife, Carol, and I are here in the Middle East with some wonderful friends that have some extraordinary stories. And so we wanted to start off first with Kate, who is going to share with us a bit how her and her group got called to this region of the world.
Hi, Calvin. It is so awesome to get to share some of these stories. I started out as a young girl. I was pursuing acting in Hollywood, and I got saved there in Southern California and just started to ask the Lord what He wanted for my life. And I was in a big prayer room, and I was having my own time with the Lord late one evening, and a friend came over and he asked if he could pray for me. And this was the first time that I ever felt just that intense, overwhelming, manifest presence of the Lord. I fell to the ground and I started having a vision with my eyes closed. And the Lord started showing me the shapes and the borders of countries, like bright lights, again, with my eyes closed. And I was able to kind of play this game with Him where I was identifying country after country, what they were. All the while, another country kept popping up that I had no idea what it was. And to be honest, I also wasn't great at geography. But I was having this experience for about 2 hours. And after this was over, I got up off the floor. There was a giant map on the wall. And I just started looking for this country that I couldn't identify. And I found it. And it's this country that's located here in the Middle East. I had never heard of the name of it before. And I, again, brand new believer, didn't know what to make of this experience, but I knew that it was a profound moment. Dear diaried this whole moment, and I just trusted God with it. Well, a year later, I had joined a missions organization because I knew as much as that I was called to go and live long-term in the nations and see unreached peoples come to the Lord. And I was at a big conference where they were talking about statistics of all the unreached people groups of the world, and I was somewhat bored. And I was looking through this enormous pamphlet that held tons of statistics of the 1040 window. And I flipped it open, and there was the name of the country that the Lord had given me 1 year prior. And this obviously struck my attention. And so I started reading all the statistics of it, and it said, scripture in this country's dialect, zero. Churches planted in this people group, zero. Number of believers in this people group, zero. And I could go on and on of just the absence of the gospel in this nation. And I said to the Lord, I was like, God, at the time it was 2009. I said, it's 2009. How can this be? And God so clearly said, everyone thinks that someone else will go. Will you go?
That's awesome.
And I think this can be true. Sometimes we get gripped with a heart for the nations, and we think someone should do something about it. And a lot of the times I think we're the ones that are called to go. And so it was so easy in that moment just to say yes. Told the Lord, yes, I would go. And of course, in my mind, I thought that meant immediately. I thought that meant alone. And I began about a 5-6 year process of allowing the Lord to kind of lead my journey of moving over here to the Middle East. And I'm really glad that I did, because along the way, he started to speak in really profound ways and to really prophesy over this nation what he wanted to do. So I have kind of a moment where I can look back to and say, this is when he gave me and my team just the easiest, clearest word for us to hold on to. And the summer of 2010, I had a dream. And in the dream, I'm standing in a desert full of sand as far as the eye can see, and I am burdened because my assignment is to totally clear the desert of all of the sand, and all I have are my two hands to do it. And this is impossible.
Yeah.
So I'm very heavy. And then immediately the dream switches, and I'm standing in a pit about 8 feet deep, maybe a 20 feet in circumference hole. And I'm now at this point, I'm full of joy. And my mom is sitting on the edge of this pit, and she's leaning over, and I'm in mid conversation with her. And I, in again, total excitement, I'm like, Mom, a movement is coming here, and it's going to be like the Jesus people movement. And people will come to us to ask us, how can I be saved? And we will prophesy the Father's heart to his children, and it will be marked by the Father's heart.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then I turn around and I look far out into the desert, still in this dream, and I see two ladies, and they're writing with big white letters into the sand something important that's marking the land. And they write it big enough so that this airplane that flies over can read what's written on the sand. And I knew that that was to prophesy to the spiritual atmosphere what God had said was marking this place. And I started to wake up from the dream, and I was like, God, no. What was written in the sand, God? What were they writing? And I felt him say, circa 1970. You know, so as if he's saying, like, the year 1970.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what this meant. So for a few days, I prayed, God, what does circa 1970 mean? And it was 2010 at the time. So a few days after praying, the Lord said, how many years ago was 1970? And I said, that was 40 years ago. And he said, that's right. And I am proclaiming that this is the 40th year. It is the ending of these people wandering in the wilderness. And I'm promising my people that I am bringing them home.
Awesome.
And as their God, as their king, I will fulfill this promise to them, and I will bring them into the promised land. And so at the time, I was preparing to lead a short-term team here with about 6 or 7 other people. And I share this dream with them, and we use it as just laser beam intercession the whole rest of our time of preparing. God, would you bring a movement to this country, like the Jesus people movement? Would you release your Father's heart and all this kind of stuff? And we were fired up, and we're convinced, you know, coming on this short-term trip, we were convinced it's going to break out right now.
Amen.
So my team and I flew into a major city in the Middle East, and then we took a bus from that city down into the country that the Lord had been speaking to me about. And as we were entering in the capital city, we see on either side of the highway these two huge billboards. One is in English, the other is in the local dialect. and a picture of their ruler. And as we drive into the city, we read this billboard and it says, 40 years, promise fulfilled. And we all were staring at each other and we're kind of freaking out. And we're like, did you see that? We didn't know, had our eyes deceived us? We didn't know. We keep driving into the city, another billboard, 40 years, it's the time of the promised land. Another way down the highway, 40 years, the king has fulfilled his promise. I mean, billboard after billboard, we are seeing my dream written on the side of the highway. And we're being terrible Americans. We're screaming and yelling on the bus. And again, we're convinced that we are in the middle of like one of these God stories. So we meet up with our contacts a little bit later and we ask them what's going on. And they say, well, 40 years ago, the current ruler took power. And when he took power, he promised his people, I will bring you out of poverty into prosperity. I will take you into the promised land. And they said, this 40th year, he has declared that he has fulfilled his promise to his people. And so what was so incredible for us was we were there for about 3 months, and everywhere we went for the whole 3 months, there was this prophetic word on every billboard, every sign, every commercial on TV. And we just felt that everything from that dream would come to pass because of these prophetic signs. And for me personally, that was the seal. I knew, like, I have got to come here again. I've got to live here long term. I want to see the beginnings. I want to see the fulfillment. I want to see this word come true. And so that experience, that first trip into that country really marked me. And that's how I began to go on a journey of building a team, of getting training to come here and live. And now I've been here for 3 years. And what a joy.
Awesome. Yeah. That's wonderful. It's an amazing story, because one of the things that really spoke to me when I first heard about this, not only just sort of the supernatural thing of God knew all of this ahead of time and he was leading you into it and giving you information that let you know he was here. He was already working and he was bringing you here with your colleagues, you know, but also that this whole thing came out of prayer.
Yeah,
that is so, so important. And I know folks from every generation, but particularly I think your generation, millennial generation, God is speaking in through prayer, through radical prayer,
absolutely,
radical obedience. And it's so wonderful to see that your generation is taking a hold of it, taking a hold of what God wants to do. And he's going to do something that he's never done in any generation before, through you, because of radical obedience to his word. And that's one thing that this whole story really speaks to me.
I totally agree. And I think what's been amazing is to have some of these words of hope that carry us through a lot of the discouraging moments. You know, I look back to those statistics and I see, okay, there's been some progress since then. There's some scriptures in the language. There are some believers. There's activity going on. But man, we need that movement. And to have a word from the Lord that we're convinced of has helped carry us, like you said, in obedience through the times when we're like, actually, this is really hard.
Yeah,
and I'm not seeing the movement yet today.
It's the hard places. I mean, this is what everybody talks about when they talk about the hard places. This is like the center of the hard places.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of upheaval and things that have been going on in this whole region. But really, I think the Lord has prepared people's hearts, you know, through the tragedies, through the turmoil.
Yeah.
I think people are really looking for something new. They're looking for peace. They're looking for acceptance. They're looking for a different way of freedom, you know, and the old ways have, you know, abandoned them, really. And so I think they're looking for new ways. And so their hearts are open to change. And what's so exciting about your story and your team's story is that you are here not with, I mean, you have strategy and all that, but you're here really to listen to God and to do what he tells you to do.
Yeah.
And that is the best strategy that you can ever, you know, embrace. And you're getting, you know, you're getting into the language, you're getting into the culture so that you can relate to people and start relationship and obey the Lord just step by step. And that's what it's all about. That's where you're going to see the breakthrough.
Yeah.
So that is incredible.
Yeah, I would just, again, I love what you're saying. And what's been, I'd say, the most prosperous stance that we've been able to stand in is with this idea of there's something supernatural God's doing. I can believe that today my local friends can be saved. I can believe today that we can see a movement of this people group coming to the Lord. But also, again, because of the Lord calling us here and because of our steadfast walk with Him, we can also believe that God, you have everything I need to help me through 10, 20 more years of this. And so, again, it all comes down to obedience. So I can obey you for something supernatural right now, and I can obey you for just steadfastness for years to come.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that story. And actually, it's just the beginning, because God Network News fans, we've got a few other awesome stories that are coming your way from this same part of the world. So stay tuned.